It's your girl KB and your girl Plan Doh. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plan Doh. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing too much texting and not enough talking. Yeah. So, KB, I know how I am, but I don't know how you are because you don't really like. You don't like talking on the phone, correct? Or is that just
Absolutely.
With...
Absolutely. So, I hate it.
You don't like talking on the phone with me. Yeah. But how... So, I mean...
That's not true. It's not just you. It's like, I go days without talking to people, but...
Okay. So, it's like that for men as well.
We can't talk about me because, you know, I'm kind of, like, different. Mm-hmm. I'm a little weird mm-hmm. when it comes to certain things. So, I don't think we should talk about... What about you? Because I'm a little...
For me... Know, too much text and not enough talking. I don't like, I'm like really like old school. I really prefer in the beginning phases to talk first. Mm-hmm. Because during a phone conversation is where I don't know if I even want to go out with you. For me, I don't even want to like date you first. I got to mm-hmm. get to know you on the phone. And then once we, like, talk on the phone for a few times, you know, then I want to go out. I don't want to never just meet a guy and, you know, we don't get a chance to converse and he say, let me, like, take you out. For me, that's awkward. So I don't know about that. And matter of fact, I do know about it. It never has worked for me like that. Just because I guess I'm more like, I don't know, I don't feel like I can get to know you during the first. It's like, what? Because we, it's different. Like, you don't want to ask.
I just think in general, I don't want to build a situation where all we do is text.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in a situation like that. But it worked for, it was okay for me in that situation because we were together a lot. Mm-hmm. We were around each other a lot. So, whenever we needed to talk, it was like a quick text, like, hey, meet at the spot, or, hey, make sure you bring X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, it wasn't really like a, I didn't feel anything about it, any way about it, at first. And because we were together, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And because I'm not a phone talker, like, I was cool mm-hmm. with us hardly talking on the phone unless we really needed to communicate. Mm-hmm. Would I ever have another situation like that? No, I think that was a special type of situation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an exception to every rule. Mm-hmm. So I do think that was the exception to... for me, because of how often we were always together, but I knew me and I knew him. We were kind of like the same person. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a phone talker. I wasn't a phone talker. We would have some conversation through text, but it wasn't even that big of a deal to even have full blown conversations through text because I knew that when we saw each other, like, we would talk for hours. Mm-hmm. And we just did so much together that it was like, damn, didn't I just see you for 5 hours earlier today? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't never even a need to, like, for somebody who isn't a phone talker, it wasn't a need for us to be on the phone.
So with that being said, why wouldn't you do it again?
I wouldn't do it again because it just worked for that situation. I haven't had other situations because it just I don't feel like it will work nowhere else. Like, I just don't feel like it will work anywhere else. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you know.
Right. That's kind of weird that you would say it wouldn't work for nobody else being so it worked. You know, usually, like for me, I don't never want to go into having, a text, the, you know, the only way of communication being our text, because it just didn't work. So if it worked, I probably would see it a little different. I would maybe understand it. Like, oh, shit, well, it worked. Shit, I guess it could work for some. And
not I think for- so the only way it could work is if it's a person where that they don't have to, they're not like a phone talker either. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're not. And like I said, we would never even go into full conversation in text either.
Right.
If we needed to talk, we did pick up the phone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I just think that there is an exception to every rule, and that was the one. Like,
I will say this: every man that I deal with is almost, I never, only once in a green moon I meet those texters. They just want to text their life away. But for the most part, I swear to God, it's like most people know exactly when to text. Like, it's like I'm in a texting mood too. Like, all right, we'll text, then we call. You know, it's like, I guess during work hours, and I work all kinds of hours, so I'm not sure what that is, but in my brain, it makes sense, because we texting when we were supposed to text, and then we talking when we're supposed to talk. I don't like, I cannot stand. So for me, texting, just in my opinion, and of course there's a reception.
Oh, wait, can I say one thing before I forget? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to forget?
No, I'm not going to forget.
So, why wouldn't I do it again? Because we didn't work.
Oh, okay.
We didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that it was because we didn't talk on the phone, or we didn't this or that. Because we did communicate for what worked for our situation. But I think one of the things that it was like enabling each other to, I'm not a communicator. I'm just not. But I love to communicate effectively. So, which means I communicate when I need to, and it's going to be very well. Outside of that, I don't really need to talk to you. Him, same exact way. Like, our communication was, like, absolutely amazing, the way we communicated. But we didn't work out. So, obviously, something was missing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to pinpoint it to the fact that we didn't talk on the phone enough, or the fact that we didn't this, or the fact that we didn't that, or whatever. But I think that that probably was one of the many things that contributed to us not working out.
Yeah. So for me, which is great that you ended it like that, because it still leads me back to saying, and just my personal opinion, guys, because I know every situation is unique, and mine isn't just like borderline. Like, whatever I say doesn't just mean that that's what it is. But in my personal opinion, I don't think, and no pun intended, I don't think that I could really, me personally, so I won't offend you, I don't think I could really build a real relationship based off of just texting. Because for me, I guess because it's probably, I'm probably going off based off of me. I love to talk on the phone. So if we just like texting, it's just not, I guess, okay, now I understand. I'm understanding myself as I'm talking to you or whatever. It's like therapy a little bit. I understand a little bit better in person. And KB, I think you could probably like, you would agree when I say it basically, is in person. I actually will talk more on the phone to you, especially a man. I would probably talk on the phone more than I would talk in person. And I feel like I even do that with my family, with my friends. If I'm in person, I'll probably be on my phone or something strolling. But on the phone, I could talk for hours. So for me, and not that I'm just going to be on a phone most of the time with a man, but it's not that. Like, I don't really feel like I could, I don't even know if I could do it. That would really be pushing myself, like, to, like, talk. Like, to get deep.
Well, I mean, you're a phone talker. So, to go from not being able to be a phone talker from going from being a phone talker to not being able to talk on the phone. Like, I don't ever see you in a situation where you can't talk to that person on the phone. And I can't see you being with somebody that you have to talk to on the phone for just a few minutes either. Like, you really gotta talk for a long time.
No, actually, well, for a few minutes. Well, yeah, you're probably right, for a few minutes. Because if it's short, okay, so again, it's another person that won't work for me. I guess you're right. Because if you're like, if you don't communicate, if you're the kind of guy that's like one worded, like, yeah, what's up?
Oh yeah, I don't like
that. If I'm like, hey, what's up? What you doing? Nothing. What you do today? Chilling.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And either. Then let's just say, let's fast forward to the type of person you may be. I don't know if this to be true or not, but let's just say I give him 21 questions and he say, what you doing? I say nothing. Come and see me. For me, that's not gonna work every time because I'm not really getting to know you. And it's always like, even if it's like, let's go out, it's probably going, even if it's let's go out, because I don't want to say, because if you listening, you want to say, well, he don't really want nothing. So even if it's like, let's go out, it's like kind of like, if that's what it is all the time, it's not going to make me feel comfortable. I like,
so I'm gonna have to say, for me it might be different because I'm not a phone talker.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I like to be out.
Yeah.
I like to be out and I like to be doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, we on the phone, I'm looking like, damn, we've been on the phone for 3 minutes already. What the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. I'm ready to get off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want a text message either.
Right.
I don't want none of that shit. Like, I'm not a texter and I'm not a phone talker.
Right.
So, if you calling me, I'd rather you say, yo, let's meet up.
Right.
And then we can bond in person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bonder in person kind of person.
Right.
Which is weird because I don't bond with everybody in person unless I get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way for me to get to know you is if I know you in person.
Right.
So, and that may sound weird to people, but I think you know that I'm kind of like...
No, I think it depends on honest. That's why I started off with saying it just depends on the kind of person, because most people, I'm not going to say most people, but I think there's going to be a 50-50. It's going to be some that probably had to build on a phone, and then there's going to be 50 that actually had to build in person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nobody.
For me, like, so I might be a little reserved when I first meet you in person, but once you know me, like, I'm silly, I got jokes, I like to have like a lot of fun in person,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So, and that's how I get to watch your mannerisms. I get to watch a lot of the things you do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like if I'm talking to you on the phone, I get who you want me to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see you, it's just certain things that you won't do that I'm not going to be able to get around.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
So
for me, it got to go hand in hand. So
okay.
If I'm building with you on the phone, right, and I always, honestly, I know who I'm going to like a little bit or who I'm going to like all
okay.
through the phone conversation. So if I build with you and I'm not like one of these guys that know in 30 minutes. Unless I have known fast. I ain't gonna lie. But the first 2 weeks, I probably know exactly where you at, if you gonna get a chance to hit or not. And in the first 2 weeks, because then it gotta like match. Because now, once I'm comfortable with you on the phone, I'm more open to you. But mm-hmm. if we aren't like...
I get what you mean. Because if you talk to somebody on the phone... And you once you meet them, you feel like the ice is already broken.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like me, I'd rather meet you in person, or we might talk a little bit on the phone, but once I meet you, we go on that first date. It can't be like dinner. It gotta be something fun and active.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we shake that out,
yeah.
Then we cool.
Yeah, and I agree. It honestly, if it like yeah, because dinner can't, because I'm thinking kind of corny guys, like, so I'm thinking like you can't ask certain questions at like dinners, like, well, what would you like to do? That shit, like, nobody likes 21 questions,
right.
But if it's on the phone, it's different. Like, I don't want nobody to just be like asking me 21 questions.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to start off, you know, we talk about the sky, the moon, whatever we talking about, and it just to flow. For me, only way it flows is if we get comfortable with each other. But if we going to, so back to what you were saying, where I agree at, is if we doing it the KB way, we definitely can't go to dinner first. And we definitely can't go to movies, because like, how are we going to get to know each other in the movies?
Like, I'm sitting next to you and you don't even know me.
Like,
you watching a movie, I'm watching a movie. We can't talk.
Yeah.
Like, that's not to, no. Like, movies happen later on when y'all can, like, go in a movie and laugh at, y'all know each other so well, y'all know y'all gonna laugh at the same parts.
Yeah.
And then when y'all leave out, y'all, you know for a fact y'all gonna talk about the same parts. Like, you know, like, or I might not think that part was funny, but like, yo, I know you thought that was funny because you know that person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You get more out of the movie when you go on with a person that you know versus somebody you don't know. So movies, for me, first date, absolutely not. Restaurants, I don't really want to do it, but I do it, you know, because sometimes a bitch be hungry, you know? But I really do like to do something active. But just... And I don't want this to turn into, like, first dates or talking on the phone when you first get to know somebody. I'm just saying, like, talk on the phone or texting, like, in general, like, period. Like, I really need in-person time.
Yeah.
And if I can't have in-person time, then I feel like in-person time makes the phone conversation, because I'm not a phone talker, in-person time makes the phone conversations easier.
Yeah. Okay. And me, I'm the opposite. So
it gives us something to talk about, too.
Yeah. So me, I'm the opposite. For me, I feel the exact same way, but the opposite. The phone conversation makes it easier for me to be around you in person. Mm-hmm. And it gives us something to talk about when we back on the phone later. You understand what I'm saying? But texting, unless you like, maybe... No, I met, like, the only person, I mean, not the only person, but the last person I can remember was a young guy that I was dealing with, younger than me, and he wanted to text all the time. He never wanted to talk on the phone. He just wanted to text, and I'm like, dog, like, I don't feel like texting, like, the text gotta be... First of all, if I'm texting long freaking text messages,
I don't like that. It got it. I don't want to text long conversations.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Me even, for real. Mm-mm. Like, because first of all, it does be long. Like, men get away with.
I'm going to be moving my fingers like, I don't got time.
Yeah, or trying to read how you and like, wait, what the?
Right, and then stuff get lost in translation. Yeah. You might say something and they take it all the way the wrong way. Or they say something, you take it all the way the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like,
It's too good. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because I don't even, so now you talking about, so earlier you mentioned, like, you need to actually be able to see your mannerism and all that. So now I need to hear your tone. Yeah. I can't be, like, texting because I don't even know you like that. So you like, what's up? You trying to come over? And it may sound like, wait, this nigga trying to hit in the text.
It do. It sure do.
Versus on the phone, it may sound that way on the phone too, but it may not. I can hear it. Mm-hmm. So I can know which way, in my opinion, what you trying to do. Are you trying to see me? Or are you trying to see me? But in the text, I might read it with an attitude. Like, wait, what? Who are you talking to like that?
Right.
Like, you know. So yeah, I'm not like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with texting. It gotta be like the short, like, two sentence text, like, just a real quick, like, how was your day? Oh, it was good, whatever. Like, my texts are short, very short, like, one worded, or like, not one worded, but one answer, like, you know, never open ended because we're not having a full blown conversation through text.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will open up and be a phone talker, like, you know, once I get to know you a lot better. Now, I will say this. A guy that can get me to have a really dope-ass conversation in the beginning on the phone is, I know for a fact, is a guy that I'm going to enjoy his company.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a phone talker. So, if you can break me out of that shell and have me talking, then I know that we're going to really enjoy each other's company.
I will say this. I met a guy who texted me for 8 hours. We both at the time worked 9 to 5. And the text message was so crazy. I ain't doing shit that day. And I doubt if he did anything. Yo, our text message was so like, we was cracking up. We was like, it was like, man. And when we got home, when we both got off of work, He was like, yo, did your day go fast? My day went fast. Shit, the text was crazy. I ain't never text. I don't ever think I probably would text another man again for like 8 hours.
But there's an exception to every rule.
Yeah, but he knew how to break it up because, of course, he called me when you get home. Like, yo, killed my time. Like, yo, thank you. So we was like vibing that good. But usually you text. You can be in a, this is what I hate and love about text messages. You can be in a full blown conversation and all of a sudden it just go boom. It ain't like a vibe. Like
if you on the phone and a person gotta get off, they wanna say, yo, I gotta go to this meeting real fast and hit you back up.
Mm-hmm.
But a text, they forget to say BRB.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
And then it'd be the time when you send your most sentimental text, like, yeah. Something all sentimental.
Like, baby,
shit.
I love you.
I'm joking.
I don't take it. I don't really say I love you like that. But imagine saying I love you and a nigga don't see. He get a pass for it. He ain't got to say I love you till 3 days later.
Till 3 days later.
I love you back. Like, what, nigga?
What?
You're late. You late. These niggas get passive. But you know what? All right. At the beginning of the text time, right? I remember texting started coming out. And I was dealing with this guy, and he was like, yo, I ain't answer that text message because it was, like, new, right? And then, all of a sudden, text messages got, like, an all-time high. Anyway, where was I going with this text message?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. In the other room is loud.
I'm cracking up.
There's always something where we are.
It's right. It seemed like they right over top of us. Yo, I forgot where I was going with it. But, So, anyway, I was still... So, it's almost like we... Like, he was talking trash about text messaging. He got into the text message. I still was, like, far behind because I'm a phone talker. So, I honestly not just got into text messages, but I was late with the text messaging. When everybody was, like... When it was, like, an all-time high and niggas stopped communicating as much as they was texting, I really was still, like, on a phone tip. But I met this guy that made me hate texting. I swear to God. Now, luckily for me, I didn't really like him like that. But I swear to God, the nigga was chilling with me. Texting somebody. And then, like, strolling on his phone back to, like, because he had, like, the NBA scores. The football scores. You know how you can look for the scores. So, if I would, like, peep over to see what it, because I'm like, what is he? He in that phone a lot. And this was, like, at... You know, for right now, it's normal to be in your phone all the time. But now, it wasn't really that normal to be in your phone. So, I'm like, chilling. We watching TV. This nigga been in his phone the whole time. And every time I peek my eye over there, I can see him texting, but strolling back to see the score of the game on his phone. I said, I hate text messaging. The text messaging gotta go. So, my next man... Because he just was the joint I was talking to. My next nigga, don't text on the phone. Don't be on it. If you can't talk on the phone in person, don't text. Because this man right here, he was a master text. Like, I was seeing him. Like, I'm talking about fast. Like, I peeked my eye and
he was like. I wish they could see your face, yo.
I'm telling you, like, he had that thing on lock. Like, he didn't have no lock screen. That thing was too fast to be. He would. Text real fast. He must type 100 miles per minute. Like, that nigga was texting, pulling that screen back up. I said, wow. No, they making it too easy for these cheaters. Like, you could be with one, you could be with me chilling and talking to another girl at the same time.
You know, I got caught doing that before.
Texting and talking.
Texting while I was sitting next to somebody. Anyway, texting while I was right next to somebody. Like, you know, the person was at my house or whatever. And he was like, I mean, so I was in a situation where the guy that I was dealing with knew about another guy that I had dealt with. And he knew that guy was, like, trying to resurface or whatever. So, he was, like, right next to me, and old boy comes sending that good text, and my dumb ass sitting right there, like, whoop, 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 responding. Mm. And he looked like, did you just respond to that nigga though?
Yeah, all he all in the he get,
he like
your phone.
He like, drunk. But you just responded though. Like I get that he texts you. People pop back up out of nowhere and you can't control it. But I'm right here and you responded. Yeah, that text messaging that gets you.
You
in
know
trouble.
What I hate though? The phone. See now you can like. Well, you probably Ben could do it. I don't like when the message pop up across the phone when you're in a relationship.
Oh god!
Like stay out my business.
God.
You be like, pick up my phone real fast. And he be like, shit, I should never talk. Especially if you're a cheater. But girl, let me tell you, I got caught on the phone with my nigga in another room.
Because your ass is a talker. You always got to go to phone.
Yo, like, I just had to, like, side piece called in. I just had to, like, knowing. You know what? I really thought that because we was, like, so cool that we could talk. And you wouldn't know. I thought I was that kind of cheater, but I'm not. I'm bad. So, it's like, first of all, he normally would never ask me who am I on the phone with. Because I'm always on the phone. So, he come in there. He like, yo, who you on the phone with?
Oh, don't they get loud when they think you,
Oh, put that thing on mute.
Yo, don't they get loud? That kind of happened the other day. I was right on the phone with my brother, but I mean, like, anyway, but go ahead.
Like, shh. Tell him my main piece of shh. This is important phone call. You too loud, nigga. God damn, like, what is you doing? That's crazy that, it's funny because that just go, yeah. So, texting or talking.
So
what do y'all prefer, guys?
Here's what I was thinking, all right? Talking, I really actually love video talking nowadays. At first, I was, like, not here for it. Like, I get that the people with iPhones, they like to do FaceTime, whatever. But I still like to sit around without my wig on. So, don't video call me. Out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. That shit gotta be planned. Mm-hmm. But I do like it when we, like, when I know that that's what we're doing, like, cool. But talking on the phone is even more so video call can give you a good idea of what somebody got going on.
No, baby. Cause
it can give you a good idea of what somebody got going on.
I'm an Android user, y'all, and I'm proud of it, child, because first of all, when a man meet me, you are going to meet the representative. You are going to meet the representative. So when you see me, all 10 of my nails is going to be on. I'm going to have my sisters or somebody press the baby hairs out, press the hair out. But if I had an iPhone, I'd be in a world of trouble. You would get to know me way faster than what you know me. Because I ain't trying to video, like, dog, like.
Should they video call without it being an iPhone? You know, Androids can video call each other.
Nobody don't video call me, though.
Shit, and they video call, child.
Yeah, not mine. Video call. Please don't video call me.
I be like, what?
No, the only people you
can video call me.
Only people video call me is the weirdos. And that's my brother. They ain't even a man. Don't talk about my brother like that.
Don't tell your brother.
Like, though, like, I don't even feel like
listen,
video calling my brother.
I'm gonna tell y'all something, right? I was talking to this guy that I met on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing but conversation. And he, like, trying to plan this date, trying to plan for us to meet up, or whatever. So then one day, he video calls. Mind you, like, I'm on the way to work, mm-hmm. or whatever. This nigga start talking. And I'm looking. Then I look some more. Now I'm squinting. I'm like, this motherfucker don't have no teeth.
Yikes.
Like, none.
Yikes.
And it wasn't like he, like, got his shit shaved down, he about to get some new veneers. And mm-hmm. No, it was no reason. He had teeth,
mm-hmm.
but it was like one here, one there, mm-mm. one up there, one down there.
Yeah.
And they all looked like they were, like, corroded.
No.
So I was like, what? Child, I had to hit him with the real quick, like, I'm so sorry, but me and my ex decided to, we had a long conversation, mm-mm. we decided to get back together. I just don't think that you and I should communicate it moving forward.
Child, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I can't get comfortable right now, because I'm getting older. And if I'm ever in a no teeth mode, child, don't FaceTime me and tell them a teeth fan. Now I got all my teeth right now, but like, I don't want to be that.
Why did he think
I don't want should, the five fronts to fall out?
Why did he call me? Wait,
wait a minute, because
why did he call
pause?
Me
can I just switch the subject for 5 minutes? My childhood friend, she told me if you're a certain age and your teeth is out, you smoke crack.
And you guess what? The whole time I was on, no, because I know people, maybe they got in a fight and got one of their teeth got.
No, I'm talking
out.
About all of them.
All of them.
Not all of them, but too many fronts. Mm-hmm. Too many. She said, now one, no. But she said that's a cold sign. She told me all the real fast.
I always think it's meth. Like,
yeah. She said, you know, something. Some type of drug. She said if they black, if they this, that, the third, she put me on all. So
and
let me ask you.
Like, he looked like he had a hard life.
Wow.
I just was like, ooh.
Because you're a pretty young girl.
I'm
trying to figure out how you meeting a nigga with no teeth. God damn.
He was the actual person. Remember this? I met him through the internet. Mm-hmm. He was the actual person the picture that he put up. Mm-hmm. But that must have been the day he went on a job interview or something.
Yeah.
He put up the clean picture.
Yeah.
And he wasn't smiling.
Yeah. And then you see his choppers.
I seen his like, few choppers. And yeah. I was like, and they was even like messed up. I was like, oh.
Like, nigga.
Sent that. Here I go. Going back to
why
the text.
Why do the next two say every two, five?
I turned back to that text like, I don't think this is going to be a good fit. Me and my ex, we got back together. Child.
The tooth, like, every 5 miles,
every
5 miles
five
apart.
5 miles apart. I didn't understand and I didn't get it.
So, in that note, that nigga must have had no insecurities about those choppers. Because I'm going to never FaceTime you.
Yo. He was around his family. He was all.
Now,
wow.
My family is my family. Because I'm around my family.
That's fine.
On my worst
days. He can be around his family without his teeth.
But I'm not about that.
I got a cousin that come around without his teeth. I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, I don't want.
Nigga don't got no teeth. Who? No, not on shit talk. What cousin you know don't got no teeth and still ain't going drugs? Ain't no.
No, but he wasn't at all ever. He wasn't.
What y'all think? How old is he?
Younger than me. He was never on drugs. You know, I tell you who is on my daddy's side.
That nigga probably do something you don't know about. How did he lose all his teeth?
We think he was eating ass.
That ain't how he lost
his
teeth.
His mouth got, no, his mouth really was like, you know.
Oh, he ain't go to the dentist.
Probably, but
and he
it
just
was
fell
like,
out.
I think he had an infection and it just like spread
damn.
The
damn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably came from eating ass.
Oh.
Back to the ass. No, let's not take it back to the ass. We over the ass. But still.
Oh. He wouldn't. You think he'd FaceTime? He probably would be happy and proud to FaceTime.
He's very confident.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Because they don't know what you're talking about.
You sure do.
He get a haircut? Shit. But that's good. People need to be confident.
I'm not judging nobody that just want to get their teeth fixed.
But what about they don't? And they just don't have no choppers.
It's something not right. If you didn't do it for whatever reasons, a lot of famous people get all of their teeth taken out because they got the money to do it. Like, people who got money.
But in between time, they not FaceTiming people with their gums.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you got a reason why you needed to get all your teeth taken out and you in the process of getting a whole new.
I'm texting because you might can hear my voice and I don't got no teeth.
But now we got okay, this is why we don't need to text. This is why we need to talk and occasionally video chat.
No, really.
I did not appreciate video chatting until this situation. Because if I would have met up with this motherfucker in person and I seen them teeth, I just would have, I really would have been rude.
Yeah. Because like, then you like, it's kind of dark in there. You start trying to put the flashlight on by accident. Like, let me take a picture of you. You start smile doing all that. Like, smile a little bit.
Show me a pearl.
Show me a pearl.
Girl.
Negative. That's a negative.
So I appreciate video chat. And then another thing about being on a phone or video chatting. When people got stuff going on in the background that they don't want you to know about.
Yeah, you can live a double life. I told you.
You can live a very, very double life.
That man was with me and texting somebody else. Now, and I'm only assuming that it was a woman because he was moving real fast.
I had a guy one time before. I mean, I'm telling y'all my business shit talk. And it's not something that KB normally do. But I was talking to this guy a long, long time ago. I was talking to this guy. And he used to come visit me every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Every day at night. Mm-hmm. He would come visit me. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, he was telling the girl that he lived with, he got an overnight job. And then he was telling me that he was working during the day. Mm. So, he would come to me around about 8 o'clock at night. You know, good time. Uh-huh. You know, a good time. So, which means, you know, he was leaving out for work when he was leaving home. He was leaving out for work. Mm-hmm. And he would come visit me. Mm.
Well, on that note, let's keep it there for 1 second. I know a situation.
Wait. The mother brother, he told me it was his son's mother. That the girl who he lived with was actually his so-called baby mom. Mm-hmm. The motherfucker actually one time was talking to the girl on speaker and everything about the son. Wow. On speaker.
Wow, because he kind of know what she going to talk about.
Because he know what she going to talk
about. He kind of know she ain't going to.
She called. She just wanted the money. She just wanted to know when he was going to, you know, give her the money for some sneakers or whatever. Because the kid need this, the kid need that. The conversation probably was for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it was like literally only about their son. So I'm thinking this is true.
He's co-parenting, really good.
Baby dad, baby mom. And they sound like they got along. It did not sound like this was a woman he was going. Yeah. He was living with.
They've been together for a minute. Because that's the only way you can get away with it.
They've been together. So that takes me to want to say, some people, they probably don't even talk on the phone a lot. Yep. They've been together for a minute. They live together. I don't need to be on the phone with you all day, every day. Mm-hmm. If I call you, I'm calling you for what I need. And I'm going to see you and your ass get in the house. That had to be that kind of relationship that they had.
Yep. Because, I mean, like, who's talking to their nigga every day and you live with them? Like, you're not really, like...
people up there.
Oh, they enmeshed me. They married. They enmeshed me from heaven. No, let me be honest with you. My coworker, he talks to his wife. We work 12-hour shifts at the art museum. I don't want to confuse you with the Mega Center. But my man talked to his wife at least 9 of those hours. No, damn. No lie. Like, she... And it ain't like... It's like they calling each other back and forth. Like, I'm like, hey, they got to be real healthy. That's right. Really healthy. Like, right. Wow. And, I mean, they talking like...
I don't know if it's always healthy. I've seen it not be healthy.
Well, they act like, you know, like me overhearing it. Like, they like besties or whatever. Like, they just... And it ain't like she calling him or he's calling her. It's like... They calling each other. Actually, right. It's like a two for real. As far as my eyes can see, is they both calling each other. It's not like she like sweating them or vice versa.
Right.
No, it look like they are enjoying.
So wait, you was getting ready to give us a situation.
I was talking about the
guy that was living a double life.
So back the double life real fast because it just was really good. This guy had a girlfriend, had a side joint. And on Valentine's Day, he spent the Valentine's Day with a side joint and gave his main joint $3,000. Just send her some money. He told the main joint he had to go help his sister in Virginia somewhere. He spent Valentine's. They went somewhere. He bought her like candy. So he bought her like a teddy bear, candy, and a card or something. Took out the dinner. And his main piece, he gave $3,000. So he's telling, long story short, he's with the side joint on, you know, Valentine's Day, saying that he's in Virginia with his sister. Right, the main joint is upset because it's like it was a it wasn't a thoughtful gift. He just sent her money. It was $3,000, but she was like, before she even knew that he was with a girl, she's saying, "Dad, he could have sent me like roses and stuff." Like, right, I didn't why I wish he he couldn't just tell his sister that it's Valentine's Day, blah blah blah. Meanwhile, he's hanging with his side piece for Valentine's Day. And so the gifts is different, right? Chocolate, candy, a date. Which one? Real fast, and we're going to close it out like that. But
no, I got more questions.
Oh, shoot.
It's all good. We got a couple minutes.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Like, do you feel he care about, like, who do we care about more?
I feel like that's a different, I feel like it's a whole topic that we can talk about.
Ooh, child. Well, that's a whole topic?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I feel like we could really get into some things if we talk about that.
Well, stay tuned for next week,
child. Not necessarily, like that could be a part of a whole conversation. That could be good, child.
Talking about double life, it just came to my mind. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
But we can talk about double life next week, child. To be continued. Double life. Now, back to texting.
Mm-hmm. So, I was thinking, okay, so when you're on the phone with somebody, like, say, for instance, you know, I was talking to this guy on the phone, and I don't know where he's like, oh, shoot, something going on in my car, I gotta call you right back. And, child, he hung up, like, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and then he didn't call back.
Mm-hmm.
I went out with somebody, and I was like, all right, you know, he go his way, I go my way. But we went out on an actual date.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever we went, it was like a long ride to get wherever we had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over. Like, the event that we went to was over very late.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the time I got home, you know, I get to my car, he gets to his car or whatever, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to call you when I get in the house. I was like, matter of fact, no, it's just going to be too late. I'm going to just text you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I was like, you're probably going to be asleep. He was going to get home before me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, no, I ain't going to be asleep. Just, you know, hit me up. All right, cool. I get home and I call. Mm-hmm. No answer. So I text like, oh, I was just only calling to let you know I was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But motherfucker texted me right back. Same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Before, mm-hmm. that was like, oh, shoot, something wrong with my phone, and then hung up.
Mm. So, real quick confession. Me and my girlfriend was, like, playing on somebody's phone. We know this fella have a wife or whatever. She like, he don't even realize her number. So, she said, hey, such and such, what you doing? He said, chilling, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, she called him. I'm lying. She calls him, what's up? She talking to him. And we laughing like, this nut ass nigga, like, he don't even know who he's talking about. She's saying she never gave him his name. He giving her all the rundown and, you know, like, his life, like, blah, like, telling him about her kids, blah. She's talking, he talking, and talking. All of a sudden, the phone disconnect.
See?
Right? So we already know that the boy, he don't know. First of all, I'm just laughing, and he don't know that we know a situation. We know him. Homeboy waited for a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Text back. Yo, my phone died. I'm charging it now. Just text me. Child.
See, that texting, yo.
Child, we like that this texting. Nut is nigga. Like,
that texting.
Child. We ended it right there. Like, just call back when you have phone. But, child, disconnected the phone. That texting, boy.
That texting.
Your phone died.
Right. So, he couldn't answer the phone when I got in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But you text me back. And he texting, like, really texting. Mm-hmm. This isn't like, okay, cool, just hit me up in the morning.
Because
I did doze off. No, this nigga is really talking.
See, niggas ain't typing like, that fast, but they texting that fast. You see?
I'm like, okay.
See how you learn?
So it gives you both texting and talking can give you like some.
You see what
can
happens?
Help you with some.
These niggas was doing what homeboy was doing, texting, playing a game, or checking out the score on a This nigga was fast. Another thing,
if you on the phone with a guy and he talking on the phone and he driving home from work, and a nigga say, "Oh, all right, I'm home now. I'm about to go into the house. I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow."
Yeah,
nigga, why you gotta talk to me tomorrow? Why you can't talk to me while we on this phone when you walk in that door?
Yeah, I don't like the patterns. Yeah, if you, I don't like
talking right on the phone, but texting ain't gonna give you all of that.
Right, and listen, honestly, I don't like the patterns, right? If every time you pull up to your crib and you can't talk to me walking through that crib, because you ain't a phone talker like that. So they set the stage like, I don't really talk on the phone like that. That's why I don't trust people like you.
like me,
because you be like, you don't really talk on the phone like so a phone talker going so talk in the shower.
Get to that too. Shit, I'm talking
in
the shower.
You ain't a phone talker.
How many times I said, you know what, Plando, we don't have to be on the phone while you in the shower. We don't gotta do it.
Yeah,
it is okay for you to call me.
A phone talker gonna be taking a smash and put you on mute when they flush the toilet or when they gotta do the first joint out. You know what I'm saying? They let the
oh my god.
But no, a fake non phone talker is called
not a fake non phone talker, a cheater.
A cheater.
Somebody with patterns.
A fraud gonna say, I just pulled up. I'ma smooth talk to you later. I'm about to eat. I'ma talk to you later.
Oh,
I'm about to get in the shower. I'ma talk to you later.
Well, you can get in the shower.
I'm
getting off the phone. I'm getting off the phone.
You are, but this is the cheater. This is like the
cheaters. This is all the things they got to get off the phone.
My phone died. Okay, bitch. The same way you can text me and charge your phone is the same way you can call me. Charge it wise. We all know the 5-minute trick. Give it some juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than you talking or texting. Don't play with me like that. All right, well, walk me into your house.
But them only texters, I don't get it. I don't know.
And don't get quiet when you walk in that life. House neither.
Oh, man.
Don't.
You know what's crazy? I've actually had guys be like, I get to the door, look at me being a super hypocrite. I get to the door like, oh, shoot, I gotta look for my keys. I'm about to walk in this door. I'm gonna hit you back. They're like, no, you're a woman. You coming in the house late. I want to make sure you get in the house. I'm gonna stay on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
They hit me with the,
yeah.
Nah, sis, you.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You about to go into the house with some man. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm staying on this phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just really not a phone talker. So I really can't. I can multitask in some ways, but when it comes to talking on this phone, I really got to put the phone down and hang the phone up to get my keys to get into the house. Like it is what it is, like for me. But when other people do it, I just don't trust it.
Yeah. I'm hollering. I can't stand a nigga that gotta call me back when he eat.
Or so. I had another guy. You know, I'm the kind of, I even posted on Facebook a couple of times. I have to, when I pull up, I got to sit in the car. It takes me a half an hour to 45 minutes to even get out of my car to get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy one time was like, yo, why you just sitting in your car? Like, what you doing? You ain't going to the house yet?
Yeah.
No, I ain't going to the house. I think I'm
the only person on my block. I never run into people just sitting in their car. Like, I would hate to have a man because I could be on the phone. Because I wouldn't trust him. No, I probably wouldn't care. I probably wouldn't even notice, to be honest with you. But no, because you could do a lot on that phone. You pull up to the house. You ain't ready to get off with your side job. But I'll be on the phone with anybody in my car. Sometimes I just don't feel like getting out my car.
That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It don't got nothing to do with me needing to get off the phone to go in the house or nothing like that. Or I'm just trying to get our last talk on before I go in this house because I can't be on the phone. I really just sit in my car.
Yeah, where did that come from?
I don't know. Because I'm just late. I just really... When the car is parked and it's running and
and you're scared to get out that joint.
It's relaxing.
Yeah.
The car running while you sitting, especially if your seat is cushioned, like, it's actually very relaxing.
Yeah.
So I don't get out of my car right away ever, especially when my song is on. Like, I just don't do it.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, what do you guys prefer? Talking or texting? Or video calling.
Yeah, or video calling. Video calling tells you a whole lot of shit.
What do you like doing? What's your thing? What do you like doing? Or you don't mind all three? Because I know people that don't mind all three of them. Mixed combination.
I think a healthy balance of all three is pretty good.
I think a healthy balance of texting and talking chat. Don't be keeping on calling me on this phone because I'm only right 2 days after I get my hair done. Don't keep on calling me every day. I don't have no volume when I get in the house. I'm just not really that girl that sit around and look pretty all day, child. Don't keep video calling me. I'm so glad. That's why I ain't getting no iPhone between me and you. But yeah, that's the question this week, child. Answer. You have anything?
No, but I am really looking forward to talking about double lives.
Down low, double life. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs, we should have talked about double life after.
Yeah.
After the verses and dedicated it to Mr. Biggs.
Double lives. That's going to be a good one. Should we have a guess?
That's going to be a good one. I think we might.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should. Let's find out who we should have.
Stay tuned, child.
What else? Anything else?
Any announcements? Oh, last week we talked about DMX. We got to give it up for
Black Rob
passed away. I don't know how. I just heard on the radio. I'm like, they like, rest in peace, Black Rob. I'm like, what the? He was just in the hospital, right?
I don't know. I didn't know nothing about the man.
That's crazy. Yo, if 2021 is getting a little scary. We might have to start ending this joint.
A lot of deaths in 2020, 2021. It's been a hard last two years.
Yeah, like, my God.
Almost 2 years. It's been hard.
Golly, make sure you guys
start picking up.
Yeah, please. I don't want to go in 2021, Lord.
You ain't 2022. Oh, you're in that. Me neither.
No, 2022 neither. Shit. I got things to do. Charlamagne got to listen to shit talk for a shower.
Yeah. First of all,
that nigga got gold before us, child. He older than us, I think. He might be
does
age.
Listen to shit talk. I keep telling you.
Oh, he do. So,
what
guys.
Do?
I know.
Right? Anyway.
Charlamagne.
He ain't never respond to my DMs, but it's okay. I'm going to keep DMing.
Yeah, you got to probably keep doing it, child. Okay. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And leave a review. Please leave a review and tell us what you think. If you like our conversations, let us know. If we bore you, let us know. It's the only way.
You know what? Real fast, one thing I do know is they don't like the short episodes.
Oh.
Every time we post a short episode, somebody say, why so short?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never hear no feedback.
So I always say, what's up with the short episode? Oh, and shout out to one of my good friends that I've known ever since I was in high school. Mm-hmm. He hit me up, was like, yo, what's your podcast? So I sent him a link or whatever. And then he was talking to another young lady. Somebody he was talking to. And she was like, they were talking about podcasts. And she was like, I never, ever get to hear a good podcast that I can connect to with girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, oh, I know somebody. And then he sent her the link to the podcast. So when we be like having those people listening to our podcast and we be seeing those numbers and we can't see who it is, it really do be people out here like sharing our podcast with other people.
Oh.
So shout out to my homie from high school.
Shout out to the homie from FLNC, child. All right, where y'all back at? I don't even know where my friends from back at, but okay. All right.
Well, on that note, thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Shit.